Let's chat a little bit about last night and a big night, the finale tonight. But last night, in the quite lengthy speech by former President Bill Clinton, he certainly covered a lot of topics in his 48-minute speech. How did you think that he did?
Well, I thought he did just an excellent job of, first of all, laying out what the facts were and disputing some of the erroneous information that has been given to the public. And then he made his case for, what has happened as far as the president is concerned, what was the truth about what he has done. And then he made his pitch for closing the deal, his reasons for giving President Obama 4 more years. And, he was just, he's always eloquent. And President Clinton knows exactly what he's talking about because he's held that position. He knows the difficulties of it. And he was president through 8 very good years economically. And he realizes that everyone was doing well or better during those 8 years. It wasn't just the very top 1%. So he is a great person to make the case.
And after President Clinton's speeches, it was the roll call last night, and I understand that Wisconsin delegates were up in the wee hours. Tell us a little bit about your late night slash early morning.
Yes, unfortunately, Wisconsin comes next to last or so in the alphabet, and so we had to wait until everyone gets finished with each of their little speeches that they wish to do. So we were back at the hotel by 1:45 or 2 a.m. around that time.
Now, tonight, Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is speaking just prior to the president. Of course, Baldwin running for the U.S. Senate seat here in the state. What do you think that she needs to do to not only make the case for the president, but also make the case for herself?
Tammy talked this morning in our breakfast, and she said something that I think is very important. She said that some people are getting an impression of Wisconsin from Paul Ryan, and she's going to talk about the Wisconsin that she knows. She's going to talk about the people and their ideals and what they wish for themselves and for their families. And it will be, I believe, a different picture than the one we have seen from Paul Ryan.
Now, tonight, the culmination of the week, President Obama will take this stage, and he's going to say that he deserves 4 more years. What do you think that he needs to say? What do the American people need to know if he's going to retain this seat?
I think the people need to know that when he took office, we were in free fall financially, that he stopped that from happening. For 29 months, we've had job growth. It isn't the kind of job growth that we would like, but perhaps if the Republicans had cooperated with us in legislation with the president, we could have had 1 million more jobs than we have. He will talk, too, about what he has done in the area of education, making the Pell Grants easier for young people to achieve. He'll talk about the DREAM Act, where he's given young people the opportunity. These are the things he will talk about, the opportunity for working men and women to have a decent wage, to be able to bargain for the conditions under which they work and the compensation that they receive. He will talk about, just the economy and making sure that Wall Street does not control, that, we don't have a government of big money and big business, but we have a government that gives the opportunity to all people.